because I was going quite well on Lion King, they asked me to help out on Aladdin, because poor old Howard Ashman, who was brilliant, who did Little Mermaid and Beauty, and of course, and in that time, Beauty came out and was a mega hit. They were then working on Aladdin, and poor old Howard Ashman died, having not completed the lyrics. And so they suddenly said to me, would you mind leaving Lion King for a while and going on to Aladdin? And that was very helpful to me, because having worked on a film in the very early stages, I was then jumped into a film in the last panic mode. And of course, I was able to get to write the big hit ballad with Alan. I got to know Alan, who became and is a very good friend. And we won an Oscar.
When Tim and I began our work on Aladdin, it was a concern. What would this be like? Would I be able to continue my career in the same way? I found Tim to be a really refreshing blend to Howard. The things he shares with Howard Ashman, Tim has a great sense of fun. Also, you have a very strong personality that comes through Tim's lyrics, and that is not true of most lyricists. You know, it came through in Howard, and it comes through in Tim. Their personalities are different, but still, what comes through is somebody who's very smart, someone who's a little bit impudent, someone who is very much like everyone else. You get a sense that you can identify with Tim. I'm like a shooting star. See, when you work on a Disney picture, you basically see the storyboards and then the picture in every stage of development all the way to the end. However, as songwriters, our work precedes anything you'd see on the screen generally. You might see a storyboard saying there's a scene here and this might happen or that might happen, but then when you as songwriters come in, you look for the song opportunities and you kind of elbow aside whatever you need to elbow aside to make the right song happen. And that's what they want you to do. And say, okay, I think it fits into this kind of a place. And you discuss that. You know, the whole new world. Howard and I had initially written a ballad for Aladdin, which was Aladdin singing to his mother, saying, you know, I'm going to make you proud of me, Mom. Then, you know, when Tim came along and Howard was gone, there was no mother anymore. The mother had been cut. So that was no longer a song moment. And even when Howard was alive, we were talking about a montage when Aladdin and Jasmine fly on the magic carpet around the world, some sort of a song montage. So we talked about a song called On Top of the World, and we came up with A Whole New World.